Good morning, I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A 31-year-old Juneau man was killed when a car he was working on slipped off of a jack and fell on him yesterday. Joshua Beach was pinned underneath the 1997 Honda while he was working on it on 5th Street. Firefighters responded to the scene and performed life-saving measures, but without any success, Beach was declared deceased. His relatives have been notified. A low-flying eagle blamed for causing a collision that shut down a lane of Egan Drive for about 45 minutes Saturday afternoon. It happened near Sunny Point, just past MAPCO, when the eagle was hit and killed by a vehicle in the right-hand lane heading outbound. The eagle was then reportedly thrown into the left lane, and a driver of a Chevy van braked to avoid it. The van was hit from behind by a Ford Ranger that was following too close. Juneau police say the Ford was totaled. The van had about $5,000 worth of damage. Both drivers were taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Juneau police say the driver of the Ford, 67-year-old Michael Sheehan, was issued a ticket for failing to maintain a safe distance. Memorial services for Joe Tagaban are tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Juneau Christian Center across from Fred Meyer. The 30-year-old Juneau man was killed in a mining accident last Wednesday at Kensington Gold Mine. A reception is set for 5 o'clock at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center downtown. In lieu of flowers, Joe's parents, Mike and Sandy Tagaban, have asked that donations be made to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Juneau. They say they chose the organization because Joe was the ultimate Big Brother. Juneau police have cited an Idaho man for negligent driving after the rental car he was driving crossed Yandukan Drive centerline near the Juneau Airport and hit a Freightliner truck. The 2011 Toyota Corolla driven by 64-year-old Robert Richens was totaled in the crash. Richens was taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries during Thursday's accident. The truck sustained about $4,000 worth of damage and was driven from the scene. Yandukan was closed between the airport and Crest Street for about a half hour Thursday morning. A Kentucky soldier based in Alaska and killed in Afghanistan has been remembered as a selfless young man who made a difference in the lives of others. Army General Steve Lyons told hundreds of people who attended a funeral service yesterday in Owensboro, Kentucky, for 21-year-old Specialist Brandon Scott Mullins that he was the heart of his platoon and the epitome of service. Lyons said those were just two reasons that Mullins has been nominated to receive the Bronze Star. David Mullins said his nephew knew the risk but wanted to serve and was proud to serve. He said his nephew had planned to re-enlist. Brandon Mullins was assigned to the 3rd Battalion, 21st Infantry Regiment, 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division at Fort Wainwright. And the Federal Aviation Administration is proposing a $590,000 fine for Alaska Airlines, saying it operated over 2,100 flights aboard a Boeing 737 aircraft with a defect that caused a cockpit fire. The FAA says an improperly installed hose clamp caused wiring to chafe, leading to a fire in the cockpit ceiling, and the jet was parked at a gate at Anchorage International Airport at the time of the fire, January 18th of 2010. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some cloudy skies and a chance of rain by late tonight.